Well, good morning again. So we're about halfway through Lent. Believe it or not, it's the first week of March and we're halfway through Lent. And so our gift of the dark wood this Lenten season has brought in some trees, has brought in some candles and some bowls and some twigs, and it has brought in the reflection of the gift of the dark wood. So our first week, we looked at the gift of uncertainty. The second week, we looked at the gift of emptiness. The third week, we looked at the gift of being thunderstruck. And this week, we look at the gift of getting lost. I don't know how that can be a gift, because every time I have ever gotten lost, it has turned into an argument and yelling and screaming. I don't know about you guys, but that's usually what happens to me. Even if it's just me and Siri in the car, there's some yelling. So, I'm wondering, has anyone here ever been physically lost? Where were you lost? Just say it out loud. Where were you lost? We've been lost a lot. Wow, we've been lost a lot. Has anyone ever been lost emotionally? Okay, where were you lost? Physically, where were you lost? Do you remember? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Has anyone here been lost spiritually? Where were you physically? Did anyone say church? Wow. Well, it's funny. Oh, I forgot my clicker. It's funny because when we plan a trip, whether it's our life and how it's going to go, or even if we're just planning a regular trip, sometimes there's many ways to get there. Now that I'm here, where am I? And look at this map. Wow, there's not one straight line from one place to another. This is the New York City subway map. And, you know, my brother lives in Brooklyn, and I like to go to Manhattan. So is there one straight line from Brooklyn to Manhattan? No. There's a lot of trains. You might need to transfer. You know, I'm thinking we've traveled to Columbus, Ohio once a year, usually my family. And so even if you plan your route, you're not going to stay on one road, right? To get from here to Columbus, I go 81, 90, I think I do 271, 71, 70, something like that. You're never on one road when you plan a trip. And anyone who has ever planned a trip, whether you go to AAA and get a trip tick, or you plug it into your phone or your GPS, there's always options, right? There's not just one way to get there. Usually, Siri usually gives me three ways, and I get to pick. I usually pick the shortest. But some people choose a path or a road or a trip because it is toll-free. Maybe you want to do major highways. Maybe you want to avoid cities. That's why I take 271 around Cleveland. So, you know, there's not one straight trip from point A to point B, whether we're talking about traveling by road to visit someone or go on a vacation, or whether we're talking about how we get from point A to point B in our lives. It seems as though we've all been lost for a while. And when I say we, I'm talking about Christianity, the United Methodist Church, and Christians. It seems as though we've wanted to be so okay with everyone. Everyone is okay and feels comfortable. And we want to be politically correct that our message has been watered down. And we're lost. And then something happened in that others decided to claim the voice of Christians, and they may not have the same thoughts, views, beliefs, and voice as myself or maybe anyone in this room. And so others are using the name of Christian, and they may be Christian, but they may not be speaking our voice. And so we're lost. Yesterday I spent some time, well, the whole day actually, at a forum called Biblical Interpretation on Human Sexuality. And the conversation was, I heard people say, polite. It was polite. But everyone in the room was hurt. No matter where you stand on this issue, on this belief of who is loved by God and who is Christian, we're hurt. We're hurting. And so in this watering down of the message that the greatest of these is love, people are hurting. So, we're lost. Now, Diana Butler Bass has paralleled Holy Week with our cyclical pattern of growth and change. And so Diana Butler Bass has said that whenever we are going through trying, maybe not wanting to change or shift or grow, we go through this cycle of Holy Week. First, we start on Good Friday, the day of death, the day we are lost. We have lost something. Whether we're talking of Good Friday being Jesus, or we are talking about in our own lives, something, we have lost something. There's been a death of something. And then we have Holy Saturday. Holy Saturday, the day of reflection. So in Jesus' time, the disciples on Holy Saturday were probably like, what just happened? Jesus just died. What just happened? How do we go from here? What do we do? Who are we? What happens next? How do we know Jesus isn't here to tell us? And it was a day of reflection and trying to figure out what to do next, how to do it next, if there is anything next. And it was, I'm sure, a day of angst. And so when we're lost, each of us, individually or collectively, we have this day, this Holy Saturday, a day meaning probably more than one day, it might be years, in which we ask these questions. What just happened? How do we go on from here? What do I do now? What will it be like without this, whatever I've lost? And how could I possibly move forward? And then Easter. Easter Sunday, the day of resurrection, the day that we're ready to hear all that stuff. We're asking all these questions on Holy Saturday, all these questions, and maybe we're listening. And if we're listening, God might say something or tell us what to do, even if it's just a little hint or a nudge, or it's a knock over the head. And then we get to Easter Sunday. And Easter Sunday, something new. There's something different. What we thought would be life is not what it is. It's something new and different. And we've changed and we've grown. The day of resurrection. I'm sure the disciples, the disciples had no idea how Jesus would come back on Easter Sunday. And it was not at all how they expected. None of it was. Jesus' birth, his life, his death was nothing of what anyone who would think the Messiah was coming, it was nothing like what they pictured. And so, resurrection for each of us in our individual lives or collectively as Christians is probably going to look different than we ever imagined. The gift of getting lost is that we're free to reflect And we're free to take a path, whatever path we want. We might take A, B, or C. We might go off the road and into a ditch for a while. We might stay on that path and it's still not the right path and it doesn't feel right. But we have the gift of getting lost and reflecting while we're lost. And the gift to know that God is with us even when we're lost. Because each of us is a child of God. Amen.